and welcome to Stories for Wonderful Children. I'm Dan Wendelin, your host and storyteller. Years ago, I began recording the bedtime stories I told my children every night. Now, I'd like to share those stories with you. I hope you enjoy my Stories for Wonderful Children. The next day was a school day for Winella, so she went to school, and all day long as she went to school and she was learning things, she was thinking all day about that evening, about hearing Aunt Auburn's story. She went to school and she learned all sorts of things, and she had lunch with her friends. She sat next to Tracy from next door, and they shared food with each other. Tracy had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, which she didn't like very much, but Winella liked peanut butter and jelly very much, and Winella had yogurt, which she didn't really like very much, and she traded it to Tracy for the peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and then they both had carrots.
Because I like yogurt, and Diana likes peanut butter and jelly.
Yep.
Yeah, so, and I also like granola and cereal.
So I am Tracy, and Diana is Winella.
You think?
Uh-huh.
And they had gym class after school, and they went paddling in their boats in the river in gym class. And then they had class about several different things, like adventuring and different ways to adventure and how to stay safe on your adventures and always remembering to tell your parents where you're going. And they had a class on flying rocket ships.
Flying rocket ships?
Yep. And all those things. So, Winella, at the end of the day, was eager to go home. So she got on the balloon that took her home and Tracy home, and they floated up into the air and back to their houses. And then the balloon landed in their yards and they got out. Winella had a fun afternoon playing with Tracy in the backyard, doing all sorts of fun things. And then for dinner, her mommy served fried squid, which was one of Winella's favorites. Yes, you wouldn't think it was good, but it was actually very tasty. Winella liked it a great deal.
Is fried squid really a food?
Yes, I believe it is, actually.
The thing I like, because I hate food that is not my kind, and I hate that kind of food, so...
Well, neither one of you have ever had fried squid, so you wouldn't know. And you both like fried things, so you might very well like it very much. You both like fried chicken, and you both like French fries, so I bet you would like fried squid, too.
Well, I don't
want to get it fried.
And you like fried shrimp, right? You like fried shrimp?
Like,
fried shrimp is
I
a lot
really
like fried squid.
What's fried shrimp?
Like popcorn that shrimp kind is fried of food. Shrimp.
Okay, well, you don't ever have to eat fried squid if you don't want to, but you might try it sometime because you might like it.
I want to try that.
Well, sometime we'll go to a restaurant that has it and we'll order it. We'll keep an eye out for it. Where was I? Oh, so after dinner, Winella helped her mommy clear off the table, and she got out all the cups, and her mommy made tea for Aunt Auburn and tea for herself and Winella's daddy, and she made hot chocolate for Winella and for Wally, and she had a sippy cup with water in it for baby Tritanna. And then they sat down, and Winella said, I've been looking forward to hearing about this all day, Aunt Auburn. What happened on your third day?
In the land of the dragons.
And Auburn smiled, and she said, I'm so glad you asked, Winella. Here's what happened on my third day. I woke up bright and early because the dragons were all going to church. I did not want to be late for it. She said they were all wearing their very best scales, and...
They wear scales?
Oh.
They actually wear scales?
Well, maybe they just polish them so they look extra fancy, you think?
Yeah, probably.
Probably. And she said, and they all had their Bibles, and I had my Bible, too. So we went to the church that they go to. Now, they all flew there, and I couldn't fly, so the name of the dragon...
She can fly,
Oh, you're right. What am I thinking? That's right. They flew there, and I got on my flying board, my flying surfboard, and I went up in the air with them. and we went across New Camelot. It was only the second time I'd seen New Camelot from the air, and it was very exciting. And then we flew down, and we went to church. Dragon Church is a lot like People Church. They sing a lot of the same songs, and they pray. She said, but the tricky part is that when dragons sing, they breathe fire. So I had to be at the very back of the church, and it's very impressive to see all this singing and all these big sheets of flame going up into the air. And the church is made entirely out of stone, because you couldn't have wooden chairs, because they would burn with all the dragons breathing flame. So it's all made out of stone, which makes it a little rough to sit on those big stone chairs with no pillows. But it was okay. And after church, we decided that we were going to go out to lunch. So we went out to lunch, and we had three choices of places to go. We had a cook-it-yourself place, we had a pick-it-yourself place, and we had a regular restaurant.
Cook-it-yourself place.
That's what they chose to do. And they brought out, they asked us what we wanted, and we all chose beef. So they brought it out, and they poured sauce over it, but it was raw. And so the dragons next to me breathed fire. And they cooked their steak, but I couldn't breathe fire, so I had to get out this. She reached into her purse and showed Winella a little object. Winella said, what's this, Aunt Auburn? And her aunt said, this is my dragon lighter.
What's a dragon lighter?
That's exactly what Winella asked. And Auburn said, here, I'll show you. And they walked out in the backyard. It was just a little thing about this big, and Auburn pressed a button on the back of it. And when it did, it shot out a whole bunch of flame. And she said, see, that way when I was in the land of the dragons, if I ever needed flame to pretend like I was a dragon or for some other reason, I could use this. But in this case, I used it to cook my beef. And it was delicious. And there was a dragon there who entertained us while we were eating. He juggled, and he juggled both with his paws and his claws, and also with his wings. He would bounce balls off his wings. And after that, we went and we decided... Yeah, she and Priscilla and the two little dragons all went back to her cave, and
so
I decided...
One, two, three, four.
Yes, there were four of them all there. And I decided that it was time to write my first report, and so I sat down and wrote about everything I can think of what I'd done that day. She said, after I finished my report, some of the police dragons came by and said that a little dragon had gone exploring up in the mountains where the ogres lived, and he hadn't come back like he was supposed to, and so they were mounting a search party. And because I'd been so useful to the city before, they wanted to know if I would come with them and help search. And I said that I would.
Thanks for listening to Stories for Wonderful Children. I created today's story, but questions and clever commentary were supplied by my children. The intro and outro music is by Brandon Thompson. If you enjoy the show, please tell someone about it, or leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Our email is storiesforwonderfulchildren@gmail.com, and you can also find us on Facebook or Twitter. I'm Dan Wendelin, reminding you to tell someone you love a story.